is next on the call. The Razorbacks host Western Kentucky Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Morris, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And Coach, while we are waiting on questions, please take a minute to comment on your team entering the game against Western Kentucky.
Well, we're back on the field yesterday and again had great attitude, great effort. Really one of our top practices over the last few weeks. Been really, really proud of these guys, how they practiced the last several weeks. We get an opportunity to come back in our home stadium this Saturday and honor our 17 seniors. And so we look forward to the opportunity to get back in front of our fans this week and honor these seniors.
To ask a question for Coach Morris, please press star 1. First question is from Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chaz. Looking over John Stevens' possessions, there's been a couple of long TD drives. The big long one at Bama and then one last week. Wondering what qualities do you see in John Stevens that allow him to keep the offense on the field? And I know you had mentioned how critical time of possession could be in this game. And could you just speak to what you see from John Stevens that allows him to do that?
Well, his decision making, Tom, is really good. You know, coming out of the Alabama game and all the read game that we've asked him to do. I mean, he did not miss a read, which was accredited to those long drives that we've had. So just his decision making and his ability to be able to move the chains with his feet.
You mentioned the 17 seniors. A lot of times it's not easy for some of the upperclassmen to go through transitions. I wonder what you saw from this class in particular. I know there's really only a handful that play all the time, but if you could speak to what you've seen from those seniors.
Well, I mean, they've been so resilient. And, over the time that they've been here, the amount of change that has came their way since they got here as freshmen, and the guys that are still with this group and still hanging in here in these 17, I got great respect for them. I mean, it hasn't gone the way that they wanted it to go or anybody's wanted it to go. But, you got guys that continue to show up and give great effort. And you saw that last week with Scooter, and you've seen it with these seniors throughout.
Next question is from Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
How's Austin Katz doing this week, and do you still anticipate him being ready to come back and start?
You know, he was back out there yesterday in regular color jersey. I do anticipate him being back out there today, and he was getting starting reps yesterday, so it's good to get him back in a groove. He's been out the last few weeks, and so try to get some of the rust knocked off of him a little bit. Continue to get him better today and tomorrow. But yes, I anticipate him being in a certain mix.
And on the Sears, I mean, you first semester here and now at Arkansas, you came in, took over a program, and you obviously recruited your own guys, and you inherited guys too. What's the key to, I guess, making those guys feel like you're just as much their players as the guys you actually recruited?
Well, they are our players. I mean, we came in here and obviously you come in through a transition time, and you got to develop relationships with the guys that are already here. And we've been now together for almost 2 years, a year and 8 months, 9 months, however long it's been. But these guys have become part of us, and they continue to come out and give great effort in practice. And I anticipate none of that changing over the next, the next 3 games.
Thanks.
Next question is from Tyler Horka of the Clarion Ledger.
Hey, Chad, there's only a few teams that have played both Ole Miss and Mississippi State this year. Obviously, you guys played Ole Miss a while ago. But I'm just wondering, what were the differences in game planning for each of those two teams? And then what were the different challenges in facing both of those teams?
Well, I think from Mississippi State standpoint, just their ability to just commit and stay committed to the run, and doing through gap scheme reads, power reads, you know, out on the edge, getting the ball on the edge, and doing a great job of mixing up their RPO, whereas opposed to Ole Miss is more of a true zone read team, lots of inside zone with the RPOs off of it. So that's two different styles, you know, offensively. Defensively, you know, Ole Miss is more of an odd look, where Mississippi State was even, and, you know, both of them, you know, believe in what they do, and so as we game plan for those, that was the way we looked at it.
Appreciate it, Chad.
Yep.
Next question is from Chris Hummer of 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. A little off subject, but you were at Lake Travis in 2008 and 2009, and you also have obviously spent a lot of time in Texas. I was wondering, in your opinion, what is it about Austin, both Lake Travis and Westlake, that's made it such a quarterback cradle over the years?
Well, I think you have to go and look at, you can't just look at the high school. You got to go all the way down into the elementary schools. You know, we had a plan designed for them all the way down to the second and third grade of playing 7-on-7 with those guys, and they would do it the month of May, and we would do it on our practice fields, and our dads would coach it. And so we started them, you know, we'd go seventh grade or a second grade team, a third grade teams, you know, two or three, maybe even four, depends on how many wanted to come out. We would do it for each grade level all the way up to the sixth grade. And so we had an idea of the more teams we could get, the more quarterbacks we could get, and the more parents we could get involved. And that's kind of the way that whole thing has really evolved. And those guys, you know, from Charlie Brewer was on our third grade team, and Chandler was on our second grade team type of deal. So it was, we knew who our quarterback was going to be all the way down to, unless something happened, someone moved all the way down into the third grade and possibly even fifth grade. And then when you have the success that you have, you attract people that want to move there.
So it does build over time. Once you have one or two, people kind of start to snowball a little bit, and people start to transfer in and want to play for those schools.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a follow-up from Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Chad, you mentioned the energy at practice yesterday. Anything you could attribute that to? And also, how did John Steven and KJ look, the team's response to those guys getting most of the ones?
I think they did a great job of everybody responding and rallying with them. And, you know, it was great to see Ben and Nick both helping those guys out through the course of practice. I mean, that was really, you know, inspiring to see those guys. And I sat in meetings yesterday with them all and gone through meetings with them. And really good to see that. And then just to see the all of them to come out there yesterday and to put forth the energy and the effort practice. It was really a good day. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, it's about pride. It's about coming out and responding the right way. And these guys can control one thing, and that's how they came out yesterday, and they did a really good job. And I anticipate nothing different than today. And it has been that way, Tom, for the last several weeks. But these guys will keep giving the effort, practice, and you know, I'm excited to get back out there Saturday.
Okay, thanks.
That's all the questions for today, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.